org. And you can also go and make a pledge there for independent news programming if that does make you want to hear this kind of independent news reporting. So please tune in next week for another edition of Hemispheres. I've been your host, Jim Nelson. The time is 7 o'clock. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver. It's time for Cabaret, and we've got musical guest Monica, the Monica Augustine Duo.
My name's George with you this evening. A small correction on the guests. It's Monica and Britt, who are, I guess, in total the duo of the group. We're going to hear you sing some songs, play some guitar tonight. I'll let you all take it away, and we'll come back and chat after a few songs.
I see you walking to
time is 7:01. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver.
I stop everything about you. They walk the way you move. And I'm captivated. Ooh. settle down, it'll all be clear. Don't pay no mind to those demons, they fill you with fear. The trouble, it might drag you down. If you get lost, you can always be found. No, you're not alone. I'm gonna make this place your home.
Monica and Britt with us here on the Cabaret this evening. Thanks so much for stopping by and playing and singing for us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us. It's so much fun.
So how did you both get together? So I'll preface, like, you both teach voice. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I took voice lessons from Monica before I went to college. And then I came back and started teaching at her studio. And we did a duo together for the kids at one of their shows and just had a lot of fun and decided we should do this more often.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like Brittany, I performed for many years and it was a lot of fun and I learned a lot. But I felt like Brittany kind of rejuvenated me. It was just so much fun to sing with her and her harmonies are so good. And I said, we should do this more often.
Were your harmonies, are they planned, or do they just kind of evolve naturally between the two of you when you're singing together?
I think we planned them out.
Yeah,
we plan them. I guess it's kind of both, but
yeah.
Some songs we planned out more.
Than
we
others.
Thought about it more, like which kind of, you know, which harmonies might sound better given the genre of the song. Mm-hmm. But then sometimes they just came and we're like, what was that? Let's figure that out. Let's not forget that.
And what did we hear? Tell us about those songs we heard in the first set there.
The first song is called Skin, and it's a song by a band called Boy. They're really great. Definitely should check them out if you haven't heard of them before. And I love that song. I'm so glad that Monica and I got to sing it and play it together. The next song is Captivated was the first.
Yeah, that was first. Yeah, Boy was second. But Captivated was a song that I've always had this idea that I wanted to, maybe every musician does, but write a song for a movie soundtrack, like a romantic comedy or a big film. Family, we love films and all that. I guess a lot of people do. But I went to New York for my 41st birthday, and we went to Central Park and had lunch, and I just kind of was inspired. A lot of those bridges there are in so many movies, and I was inspired just by the Central Park and all the kids playing and people just doing their own thing. And I thought, I just wrote down some ideas for a song, and it was Captivated. Just, you know, maybe someday it will be on soundtrack, but that's where it came from. I thought, I just want to write something kind of sweet and romantic, and that's what happened.
And our last song was Home by Philip Phillips, and that one's really fun. Just a fun cover, and we definitely have a lot of fun playing that one. And so those were our three.
Three starters. Well, I'm sure you have plenty more great stuff to hear throughout the hour. What do you have next?
Oh, man. We have...
In the way of songs?
Yes.
Oh.
Or do you want to talk about gigs?
Oh, whatever you want. Whatever you want to talk about.
Let's talk about, first of all, how people can learn about you two.
Okay. Well, right now, our next show that we have is August 2nd, and it's a benefit concert for cancer, and that's at Wanaka Lake in Lafayette. Right now, since this is actually our first, our first gig together, so it's awesome.
Yeah,
it's our debut as a duo, and so this is our first gig, and then the benefit is our second. But Wildflower School of Voice .com, there's a page, and Brittany are on there for now, but we need to get our website up and things like that. But Wildflower School of Voice for sure .com, right, Britt?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. So what are you going to play for us next?
Oh, man. We have a couple originals. Be That, which Monica wrote, and then we'll be doing a cover of Tom Petty's Free Falling, and then another original called Spell on Me, which is really fun and definitely upbeat. And
right. Should we go ahead?
Yeah, Monica and Britt with us here on the Cabaret this evening.
Himself reaching out, and what it wants lives within. Sometimes it doesn't feel like it's enough, no matter how much he puts in. He wears himself out sometimes, like worn out tires on a slopey mudslide. He knows that it's a waste of time, the ever-reaching mountain that he tries to climb. We gotta be that love that we are looking for. Close that door to doubt once more. Sure as there are stars above, what's inside of us has gotta be enough. The maker didn't build us on second-hand parts, random thoughts and whims of the heart, no. He built us perfectly for what we're here to do and who we're here to be. It's okay, we all lose sight sometimes. Holding on too tight, leave us himself around, and he heads down the mountain, wondering how he got so far away from all the people and places that make him so happy. We gotta be that love that we are looking for. Close that door to doubt once more. Sure as there are stars above, what's inside of us has gotta be enough. The maker didn't build us on secondhand parts, random thoughts and whims of the heart, no. He built us perfectly for what we're here to do and who we're here to be. Be that love that we are looking for. Close that door to doubt once more. Sure as there are stars above, what's inside of us has gotta be enough. The maker didn't build us on secondhand parts, random thoughts and whims of the heart, no. He built us perfectly for what we're here to do and who we're here to be. What we're here to do and who we're here to be. what we're here to do and who we're here to be. What we're here to do and who we're here to be. He's a good boy, loves his mama, loves Jesus and America too. He's a good boy, crazy about Elvis, loves horses and his girlfriend too. It's a long day living in Rosita. There's a freeway running through the yard, and I'm a bad girl 'cause I don't even miss him. Oh, I'm a bad girl breaking his heart, and I'm free.
And I'm free. certain that I lost my mind. Just like a big old fish, he ran away with my line. So they took me over, man. Was it the devil dressed in white? 'Cause I was driving way too fast onto the highway. No exit left or right. You put a spell on me. I'm not gonna fall this time. You put a spell on me, boy. I'm not gonna make the same mistake twice. I had an idea that I could be stronger than that chemical symphony, but it didn't take too long to see I gotta get as far away as I can be. 'Cause every time I see you, man, my thoughts will just swim out of line. My good intentions will call them back. They were too far gone this time. You put a spell on me. I'm not gonna fall this time. You put a spell on me, boy. I'm not gonna make the same mistake twice. If you stop me at a traffic light, I'm gonna pretend that it's green. A fender bender would do me better than losing my mind continuously. You put a spell on me. I'm not gonna fall this time. You put a spell on me, boy. I'm not gonna make the same mistake twice.
Just tuning in, Monica and Britt with us here on the Cabaret this evening. So that Tom Petty song, what was it that drove you or drew you to covering that one? Or what is it in songs that you pick to play that kind of leads you to want to perform them?
The Free Falling song, there really wasn't any, honestly.
We liked it.
I actually really we love Tom Petty.
Mm-hmm.
And a little side note, we got to go backstage, my husband and I. His cousin plays bass for a lot of really well-known acts. It's pretty exciting. Oh my gosh, I just got off track there. His wife sings backup for Van Morrison, who opened for Tom Petty at Red Rocks, and we got to go backstage. So, and that's my little Tom Petty story. Okay, but other than that, basically at the school, Free Falling was just sitting on the piano, mm-hmm. and Brittany and I are like, let's sing Free Falling. And then it sounded good, so we went with it.
Yeah. And it was a lot of fun.
But it just, it felt really good for us. So that's like our first song we've ever sang together. It was really awesome.
Yeah.
Sorry about
Start
my side dishes.
Oh, no, no.
Side dishes.
Side dishes are great.
Okay, all right. Yeah. I didn't know how much we were allowed to talk.
You can talk.
Okay, that's really scary now that you opened up that can of worms.
Well, yeah, you have another one that you're thinking about.
Well, no, Brittany and I just can talk.
We talk a lot.
Oh, okay.
We're really trying to contain ourselves.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Don't let me stop you.
But anyway, it turned out good. We just had so much fun. Brittany's such a great harmony singer, so we just went with that.
Oh, yeah, that was all of our other songs. I feel like we just pick songs that we really love and that we enjoy to sing and just kind of bring them to the table. And
Brittany brought in Boy.
Yeah.
Or Skin by Boy, and I loved it. It seems like we just kind of naturally, easily like what each other
mm-hmm.
likes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We haven't had one that we didn't do yet. I guess that will probably happen, but...
Yeah. Hasn't happened as of now.
Yeah.
We'll give it time, you know, after a few years.
We've got more time together, songs, definitely.
And I was wondering kind of what leads you, like, what path or trajectory does it, you know, for you all to go between being, you know, first being a singer and then being an instructor? How does that kind of work? How do you, at what point do you think, oh, I think I could teach voice?
Do you want me to go? Or?
Yeah, sure.
I'll see. let's see. Well, it's my 21st year teaching voice, and I guess teaching and performing kind of came at the same time. I had a lot of voice teachers, and they all taught me something really important, like one thing, you know, I got from every one of them. But one thing I didn't get that I really would have loved was, you know, more support, not just all the technical and all that. And then I think, you know, about, 21 years ago, I just decided I really want to teach voice because I want to offer the technique, but also the support and encouragement and the nurturing of the kids. Because when you have that support and that love and the belief in somebody, they blossom. And without that, no matter how good they are, I think it's really hard to blossom. And so that's what led me to want to be a singing teacher. And then the singing teaching and the performing just kind of came at the same time for me. But I had to work really hard to figure out how I was going to teach that and how to bring it all together. What about you, Britt?
Well, I've always liked the idea of teaching, and it just kind of, I was going to have a lesson with Monica because I was back in town, you know, moved home to save some money for school, and we were just talking about teaching, and I'm going to school for music and had taken a pedagogy class, and we were just discussing all of it, and Monica asked me if I would want to be a teacher, and I said definitely, and it just started from there. And it was scary because I definitely, I'm always learning new things, and so I just couldn't help but think, oh, what makes me qualified, you know, to teach others. And working for Monica has just been so great, and she's just been such a great mentor in teaching, and it really has just opened up into it's really all I do with my life now. It's just so fun, and seeing the kids every day is really, really great. And
Brittany's a
good
great
experience.
We wanted to say hi to Wildflower, the kids at Wildflower. We have awesome kids and families there, and
yeah, we do.
And we feel really grateful for it. And and I'm so grateful for Brittany. I just can't begin to tell you. She fits in so well, and she's just perfect fit. And I needed her help.
Lots of students.
Yeah.
So when you're starting out, I mean, I guess, to what extent is it, you know, somebody's, I guess, is it technique versus just the desire to, can anyone sing in tune?
I think, you know, as with anything, it's a balance of having the emotional connection to what you're singing and what you're playing musically, and having good technique to just let you do all that you're capable of doing when you sing and perform, because there's just so much that goes into it. And I think it's helping the kids be well-rounded. And some people, I'd say, might have more technique starting off than others. And it's just that balance of kind of catering to each person and helping them build upon, like, expand upon what they already have. And definitely.
Yeah, I find that all the kids come in with something, you know, different. Like some of them, like Brittany said, are have just a great ear, and mm-hmm. some of them are just fearless on stage. Even if they're out of tune, mm-hmm. they're fearless. And the other ones that maybe are stronger in pitch and maybe technique have lower, need more help with confidence. And they're just, it's all over the board, you know, really. And I agree with Brittany, just totally balance of technique and support and desire and passion has got to be there, because without that, you know, it's hard to do anything, I guess, right? Yeah.
And I guess we could shamelessly plug in September, right? We'll hear those kids here.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yes, shamelessly plug. I teach artist development now at Wildflower. I've developed a class called Artist Development. And yeah, Kayla Steinmetz and Emma Spruill, and I think Sophie Farrell, they're all in artist development, and they're going to, Chloe Southern, mm-hmm. and I think Niall Southern actually works for sometimes.
Oh, yeah. You know Niall.
that's her, Chloe's dad. And she's been at Wildflower since she was 7, and now she's, how old is Chloe?
Oh, my gosh.
15? No, I always do that.
I know, she's younger than you think.
She's 14. She just looks like she's 25. But Yeah, I got off track again.
Right. So it's September 9th.
September 9th, that's
checking
right.
My phone.
So they're going to share a lot of their, some of their originals and a couple covers. Yeah, it's just, thank you for having them.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. It's always fun to have students in here.
Yeah.
And professionals as well, and teachers. So.
Yeah, thank you.
Monica and Britt with us on the cabaret. What's up next?
Okay, we've got one of Brittany's originals, which is great. Mm-hmm. It's called Dying Hour. You ready?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Maneuvering. Tell me. Okay. All right. Tell me where I turn.
Next one we'll be playing is called I Decide, and it's an original of Monica's, and we'll be transitioning over to the piano for this one.
I'd like to dedicate this song to my husband, Kevin, because he loves the song. Kev, this is for you.
Hi, Kevin. Is called Telluride, and funny story, so Monica wrote this song, and my parents, they were traveling somewhere in the mountains, can't really remember where exactly, but they saw Monica performing this song at a coffee shop, and they loved it so much, and they bought one of her Starbucks, they were at Starbucks, and they just loved all of Monica's music. And so I've had this song on my iTunes playlist for the longest time and never knew that it was Monica singing. And I just love this song. It's one of my favorite originals that Monica wrote, and it's just kind of cool how it all comes full circle from listening to this song and just loving it. And now I get to sing on it. So we hope you like it. And the song again is called Telluride.
Tiny water break.
Gotta stay hydrated.
Thank you all for listening to us. Those of you who tuned in, thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you.
I think this is our last song. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure, but if it's not...
The clock is 4 minutes fast.
Oh, okay. So. Well, we'll work that out. Okay, we're gonna keep going. It's called Telluride.
Feeling alone, a little ashamed. As I feel the beauty in the rain, nothing to buy, just open your eyes, open your mind at the same time. Walking along the cement floor, I didn't realize what I came here for. Maybe a wind to further my career, or even some equipment and gear. Where the music fills the sky, standing here in Telluride, William Emmy singing in time, raising our spirits. Could be his name is Dean Chickering. Put me up for a night or so, gave me a bed and a warm shower. Looking high from the valley low, nothing can explain it though. Feeling sad, I don't wanna go. Feels like I'm leaving my home. Where the music fills the sky, standing here in Telluride, Willie and Emmy singing in time, raising our spirits. Remember what you say, what you hope for and how you pray. It might be home waiting for you. Open your eyes and watch your dreams come true. Where the music fills the sky, standing here in Telluride.
Monica and Britt with us here on the Cabaret this evening. So once again, you have a benefit show coming up in August 3rd, is it?
August
2nd.
Mm-hmm. August 2nd. It's a Bark for Life.
Yeah, it's called Bark for Life. And let's see here. It's at Wanaka Lake, August 2nd. It goes all day. Brittany and I start playing. We go 2 to 3. With special guest Kayla Simetz, who will be here also. She's a great country singer. And they are just, it's a benefit for cancer and also how humans really rely a lot on the healing aspects of their pets when they're sick, and how they're very healing and nurturing. And also that, you know, pets get cancer too. So it's an all day event, and there's fun things for kids. There's paddle boat rides, kayaking. It's at the boathouse at Wanaka Lake in Lafayette. And there's music all day. It's going to be really fun.
Again, for more information about that event, where should we go?
For more information, relayforlife.org.
Relayforlife.org.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Yeah, I'd love to give a little backstory on Telluride, if that's okay.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that, yeah.
Well, I thought we'd fill some time.
I thought I missed it, because I was up.
Oh, no, you didn't. Since Brittany and I had 9 songs prepared, I thought I would just fill in some time here. Well, it's to me, it was very magical, and I hope the listeners think it's cool, too. A very long time ago, obviously, I need to get some more things that I do, because I keep going back to this story. I need to have some more, like, you know, really awesome things that I've accomplished. Telluride Bluegrass Festival, I was so thankful to be invited to play at the Telluride Bluegrass Festival many years ago. And you submit songs to the Troubadour contest. I'm sure you know about that.
Yeah,
and
they
pick like 13 people around the United States. And one of my songs got picked. So I went to Telluride and I got to play 3 songs. And there's 13 people. And then the person that wins gets to open for, that year was Mary Chapin Carpenter. And they won a really awesome guitar and $1,000 and all that. I did not win, but I got invited, so I was happy. But the thing that was really cool for me, the reason I wrote this song was inspired by, my dad had passed away when I was 9 years old, and I drove to Telluride by myself, and my family met me up later. And I just had this really, really cool spiritual experience. And so I was driving, and, you know, just a sincere, you know, shout out to God, you know, if you believe in God, a shout out, you know, I miss my dad. I'd love to see my dad. I wish he was here. I was so happy I got invited and all that. And right at that time, there was this beautiful rainbow. It was instantaneous, so I can't explain it. And I haven't been drinking or anything like that, to say no, George. I think it's just really hard to explain, but I was driving, and this beautiful rainbow in that instant as I drove over the hill down into the valley, Telluride. And then when I got there, I got to got down there and we're supposed to sleep in tents and it was raining and I wasn't real hip on that. So anyway, I went to watch, you know, after the rain stopped, I went to watch some music. The O'Brien family was playing, Tim mm-hmm. O'Brien and Molly O'Brien. Oh, yeah. So I watched them. They're so amazing and just listened to their music. And all of a sudden, just this man out of nowhere came down and sat by me and just said, wow, they're great. And just started a conversation. But he was very, just such a nice person. And I know that's really weird because you go places you've never been, you're by yourself and you think, oh, you know, whatever you would think, a normal thought. But I wasn't thinking normally because this man, his name was Dean, and he just knew a lot about me. Okay, he never met me before. And he was like, oh my gosh, you probably don't want to sleep in the tent. You're like a troubadour, right? And I was like, yeah. He goes, I'll just put you up. Don't worry. I know this is weird, but I'll put you up and I have extra room. And I was a little nervous. It was weird, mm-hmm. but I did it. And he, anyway, to make a long story short, or short story very long, he just knew about me and he asked about my family and he was by himself and he had a lot of traits that my dad had and it was just uncanny and one of the coolest things I've ever experienced as a human on this earth. And he just said, I'd love to meet your family sometime and I'm going to come watch you. And he was just like, he was like a dad. He took me to the radio station. He parked my car. It's weird that I would let him do that, but something was like, this guy's going to steal my car. But everything worked out. And it was like he was a caretaker. I don't know why, but I just felt like my dad's spirit was with this person. And Telluride, so Dean Chickering, that's who that was in the story. And Telluride was very magical for me. I hope that was interesting to you.
Are you still in touch with
Dean? No, no, because you know what? I don't know what happened, but I don't know. You know, your intuition says this is not something to like keep going with. It was just like a one moment in time. I don't know. I really think he was an angel of some sort. That was my feeling, you know? And so I just never tried to contact him again. Just let it go.
All right.
I don't know. That was cool. For me.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Yeah. So.
Right, Monica and Britt with us on the cabaret. Wildflower Music School?
Wildflower
School of Voice.
School of Voice. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just down the street if you want to learn more about you all and your school.
Yeah.
We have 2 minutes.
All right. Well,
do you want to just try... anything? I don't know. What do you think, Britt? Shine a little light. I've got this little a cappella song I could try, and you could just harmonize a little.
Okay.
We didn't plan any more songs, but we'll go ahead and try a little a cappella song. All right?
All right.
I haven't sang it, anyone listening, for a very, very long time, so here we go.
This will be my first time hearing it.
Okay.
All right, and thanks again, Monica and Britt, for being with us here on the cabaret
tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us so much. We really appreciate it. Shine a little light, shine a little light. Shine a little light, shine a little bit of light on me. Shine a little bit of light and shine a little light. Shine a little light, shine a little bit of light on me. Well, I feel darkness in the brightest day. I feel darkness on the brightest day. Shine a little light and shine a little light. Shine a little light, shine a little bit of light on me. Shine a little bit of light and shine a little light. Shine a little light, shine a little bit of light on me. Shine a little light, shine a little bit of light on me. Shine a little light. Shine a little bit of light on me.
Thank you.
I got nervous.
And that was a lovely cabaret. It is 8 o'clock straight up. You're listening to KGNU. Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM and 1390 AM. I want to let you know that the weather update from a little while ago. It says, "We know the weather feels especially unpredictable tonight. There is not currently a flash flood risk. All of the activity appears to be in Weld and Larimer counties, with numerous flash flood warnings in place in those counties. We are seeing this trend holding for the next 2 to 3 hours. We'll be reevaluating at that time. You can sleep soundly by getting your go bag ready, making a plan with your family, making sure you're signed up for emergency alerts, and your NOAA weather radio is working properly, so you're woken up if any warnings occur. And KJN will be keeping you up to date on that if any weather alerts come in that are any different than that. We will definitely let you know. And this is Corriente now at our new hour of 8 o'clock following Cabaret. We're going to start out with Alejandro Filio from his recording Un Secreto a Voces, and we will be hopefully having Carlos Heredia in very shortly from the theater company Hip Hip Heredia.
Espejo, tu cigarro, donde guardo tu sueño tras de mí, donde guardo tu aroma, tus enfados y tu loca carrera por vivir, donde guardo tu nombre de mar que de tarde me busca y me vuelve a encontrar. ¿Dónde guardo tantos años, tantos sueños que no fueron más allá? La distancia que de pronto nos perdió. ¿Dónde guardo tu azúcar, tu sal que me ha dado y robado de pronto la paz? ¿Dónde guardo tantos años, tantos sueños que no fueron más allá?